But now, all the colored people go to hospitals now. They used to have midwives, but they don't have them anymore. They all go to hospitals.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
Well, I don't think they do that anymore, but city slicker or something like that.
How about if a country person goes into town, what would the city people call him behind his back?
Cracker, boob, or...
If the... Or how do you normally refer to a person whose skin is brown or black?
Well, we call them... We don't say Negro, we say Negro. Negro, and I like N-I-G-R-A is what we say, but now they call them black.
Suppose you were angry with a Negro and thought he was very trifling and no good. How might you refer to him?
I know what my husband would say, but let's see. Well, I would say just no good. Let's see, can I think of a more picturesque word? Trifling or something like that.
How do you normally refer to a person who is a member of the race that you and I belong to?
Well, we never say Caucasian, do we? We just say white people.
And do you know any insulting words that members of other races might use to refer to white people?
No. Let's see, some of the Negro societies now call them whitey, is what they call them. The Negroes call them whitey now.
Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully, what about it?
Upset? Some of them would get mad.
Okay.
Some would get upset.
Suppose you've been working very hard all day, and by nighttime you might say, man, I'm really, what?
Well, say all in, or... I wish Rayford was here. He knows all those little words. I would just say I'm tired.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I mean, that's good. I mean, that's fine.
Well, he really uses right picturesque language sometimes.
But one, I mean, he growing up in South Carolina, he couldn't qualify from what I'm supposed to be doing now. But really, I mean, you're doing fine. The school nurse sent a little boy home early because he wasn't feeling well. You might say he what at school?
I can't think of a word. Just one feeling is all I can think of.
I see.
Let me get the tea.
Okay.
What would you say?
Well, I got sick or became ill, something like that.
I didn't think it would work for that.
I noticed you've got a book of haiku. Have you been... A book of haiku there?
Oh, yeah. I like those little things.
Are you thinking of... are you writing in that form now rather than the other?
Oh, my daughter, knowing it matter, she has a sister in Japan, and she sent me that book Christmas.
Oh, I see.
She's over there with her husband. He's a teacher. So I wrote her, and I made up 2 or 3 in center.
Really? It's really, it's fun to write, I think, those.
I think so too.
You can write, you know, very small. You can get ideas in very just a few words.
I like to read Chinese poetry. I've got a book of Chinese poetry over there. Lai Po, he was in. And to think that they lived about 3,000 years ago, those old poets, and they're pretty now. One Lai Po that I sort of like, just a line, the peach blossoms follow the moving water. I think that's right, pretty. Hmm. Peach blossoms follow the moving water. That's kind of a haiku. Not enough syllables, though.
Well, let's see what this if a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say that he feels sick, where?
Sick at the stomach.
I see.
Nausea.
And what do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding? Some of the guests want to tease the bride and groom.
I don't think I know that.
Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? You might say you better behave or what will get you?
Spooks will get you.
Okay. Let me turn this over. Tape.